This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we'll have Roger Stone join us to talk about the confirmation hearings that have begun with Jeff Sessions. And you just heard in that last clip the Democrats crowing about the fact, hey, we got the power we're going to use. We're going to shut down filibusters, and we're going to go with a simple majority vote. Well, now they're going to get a simple majority vote, an up or down. And as they say, Democrats are helpless as Sessions is heading to the Hill. That's a life set story. You know, they may not be able to stop them, but that's not what this is about. This is about them grandstanding for their audience. It's about their posturing for their political tribe, because that's exactly what Cory Booker is doing, and the rest of these people like Pat Leahy, they know better. They're just being very dishonest, very political, trying to endear themselves to the choir that they preach to. So we're going to go to that news when we come back from the break, and of course in the third hour, we're going to be talking to the man who invented email, which led to Hillary's downfall, among other things, our debt of gratitude for him. But he also is a biologist, PhD biologist from MIT, and he discovered some very troubling things about genetically modified food sources, and he's going to break that down for us as well. And there is a connection between those two. They are not completely disconnected, and he's going to tell us how his struggles to make sure that they didn't deny him being the person who had invented email. He's going to talk to us about that because it's all related to the military-industrial complex, just like so many of these technological inventions are. They want to take credit for everything that is good, and of course they're sliding a lot of stuff under the mat that isn't good. Now as we look at the influence of technology on our lives, I thought this was kind of interesting. You may not have realized this, but the Marshall Islands have been offline since the end of December. They've gone the entire year so far, 2017, without the Internet. Now, some of you might think that's a good thing if it keeps them off of Facebook. They say an Internet blackout in the Marshall Islands has caused widespread symptoms of withdrawal in a population that's used to fast Internet speed. The interesting thing about this, they got underwater cable put in by the U.S. military. I wonder what the military is using. They say they've reverted to a satellite backup, but they're only getting 3% of the bandwidth, which means that they're having to ration Internet usage between businesses and customers and government customers on a rotating basis. People have given up social media on a cold turkey basis. And so they say that they think they're going to get it back, but it's very difficult for them to find where the problem is. They said it's like finding a pinprick on a 3-mile stretch of fiber optic cable. You often don't, and here's what's interesting about this. You never think about how fragile our infrastructure is until you see something like this. That's why I brought it up. It doesn't affect most people. Most people didn't realize that the Marshall Islands have been offline for 10 days or whatever, except for the people in the Marshall Islands. But the more complex our society becomes, the more easy it is for us to have catastrophic disruptions. And when you start to think about what they're laying out here, as they connect everything together with the Internet of Things, of course, that creates surveillance and privacy issues. We have cars that are now being put on an information highway that is actually going to be used to spy on you. It's going to be used to tax you. It's going to be used to track you. But the other part of this is that it's also creating a very high-tech, very fragile infrastructure. And when you put all your cars on a self-driving basis, then you're going to have a situation where you can have something like this very easily happen. And here they've gone 10 days and they can't find where the break is on the cable. It seems to me like they could have replaced the 3-mile stretch of cable in that amount of time. I don't know what the technical issues are on that. But, of course, as we look at the self-driving issue, there's a story up on Drudge Report talking about the end of car ownership. Of course it is. That's what they've been talking about for a long time. The corporations are seeking to rent to you. The government wants to tax and track everything that you have. And so that's why they're pushing this on. It is also an issue we need to think about, not only about our freedom. Many people look at this as just transportation versus recreation. No, it's really about your freedom and your independence. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Roger Stone about the confirmation hearings. We'll be right back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch without proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. Roger Stone is going to be joining us in a moment. The lead up to the Trump administration is beginning, and now the hearings on Capitol Hill are beginning on his nominations that he's put for cabinet. The first one up is Jeff Sessions. We're going to talking to Roger Stone about what he sees coming up. As the Hill points out, these are going to be coming thick and fast. There's not much time. We've only got about 10 days or so before Donald Trump is inaugurated. And they say that, of course, tonight we're going to have the farewell address from Barack Obama. He's going back to Chicago. Usually the president gives a farewell address in Washington and then goes home. But see, Obama isn't going to go home. He's going to stay in Washington. So he's going to go to his old home and talk about how great the last 8 years have been and the city that has had, in his last 8 years, about the same number of people shot and killed in Chicago as Americans who died in Iraq under George W. Bush. That's his accomplishment. And that's just domestic war. Okay, he's put the black people and the police at war with each other. He's put blacks at war with whites with each other. He has created this kind of unrest here at home. He has authorized indefinite detention without trial. He's just authorized the State Department being used as a propaganda master, a ministry of truth, giving them $160 million over 2 years to vet what's true and what isn't. And, of course, he's been joined in all of this by the people like John McCain and Lindsey Graham, those political hacks of the military-industrial complex. They've been there right alongside him with all these and with all these foreign wars that he's involved in. He's kept all the wars of George W. Bush. He added another three of his own. And now we've had, we're at war, this Nobel Peace Prize president that we've got. We're now at war with seven countries. And he has been at war the entire administration that he has. Perpetual war. It is 1984, folks. That is the legacy of Barack Obama. I want to take a quick look at a couple of news items that have come out here. The Guardian is pointing out that there is a trail of slaughter in prisons that is shocking Brazilians as they have gang wars exploding within the prisons. And I bring this up because it highlights the fact that we can't solve all of our problems in society, most of our problems, cannot be solved by adding more law enforcement, by adding more prohibition. You see, people are still dying of overdoses and drugs. And even though the prisons are a gun-free zone because they have prohibited guns for prisoners, people are still dying there. And they're dying there in gang wars. And at the same time, we've got California accusing Donald Trump of being a racist because he said we've got to get the criminals that have been allowed into our country, foreign citizens who are here illegally, we've got to get these people out of our country. They say, oh, you're a racist. Meanwhile, California says we're not going to let Donald Trump look at the list of gang members that we have compiled in California, the people who are foreign citizens here illegally and violent gang members. We're going to keep that from him because we don't want him to throw them out of the country. We're going to go to a report that we've got from Alex Jones, because Glenn Beck was on Tucker Carlson's show yesterday. A very interesting report that went back and forth between the two of them. Of course, Tucker called him out on identifying Ted Cruz as being the Messiah, but Beck denies that. That's something we really can fact check, and believe me, we will. We'll show you the clips of that. But let's take a look at Alex's report on Tucker Carlson's interview with Glenn Beck.
All right. I am so sick of looking at Glenn Beck. I'm so sick of hearing Glenn Beck. I like Tucker Carlson. And Tucker Carlson has the, quote, big primetime slot on Fox News. And I think that signifies the fact that the coup against Fox News to put in even more globalist operatives like Bill O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly failed. But that said, I want nothing to do with Fox News. To be clear, because they had some vice president once tell the New York Daily News that I asked for a job at Fox and I didn't get one. That really, really makes me mad because they want to act like they're the Emerald Castle, they're where the yellow brick road ends, and that I'm Toto and I want to go there. No, I don't, okay? I have my own audience. It's huge. Just like Drudge has his own audience. I'm trying to build something outside of them. We've done it. We've been successful. You go to a Donald Trump rally, a third of the shirts are InfoWars.com and Hillary for Prison shirts. They're not Fox News shirts, okay? We're the future. And I don't say this meanly, but your future is selling more catheters and more diabetic equipment because that's all you've got is a very old audience. Nothing against them, but the point is, you're the past, we're the future. And I know the Murdochs are globalists and are the scum of the earth. And so I understand that I can't ever trust Fox News. That said, it's a hell of a lot better than, say, CNN or MSNBC. Now, that said, I go to InfoWars.com this morning, and there's a big article up there by the great writer from Intel Hub. Great folks. I don't mind it, but it still kind of irritates me. It's like, oh, my gosh, Glenn Beck says, you know, half the nation is upset about Trump. And he hopes that Trump has a good presidency, and he can't wait to see how things go. This is so sick on many levels. It's like saying, Glenn Beck said that the grass is green and puppy dogs have fur and bark and the little pink tongues. Of course, half the country or 40-something percent is brainwashed and hates Trump. My gosh, tell me something I didn't know. And then again, what is this failure who's made these apology tours all over ABC, CBS, NBC, apologizing for conservatives, apologizing for gun owners, apologizing for Donald Trump, trying to sabotage this country, leading the Never Trump movement, going around being this apologist who, quote, is an insider and admits that the liberty movement's really bad, and he apologizes to the left, a total Judas goat. Then he goes on Fox News and sits up there and acts like he's now pro-Trump, trying to rehabilitate himself. Hey, Megyn Kelly at least had the class to leave to NBC, knowing her viewers and listeners hated her guts. It's even worse with you, Beck. Go away. You are incredible. And again, I'm not in competition with you. I don't bash other major talk show hosts. I'm sick of you. I know what you've done in talk radio. I know what you've done behind the scenes with sponsors. I know how you've been out to get me for like 8 years, out to get Ron Paul, out to get Donald Trump, out to get everybody. You are bad news. In fact, you're so bad news, my listeners even get mad at me when I talk about you or you know, bash you because they don't want to hear about you. Well, believe me, I don't want to hear about him either. So, here's the deal. I don't mind the fact that Glenn Beck's on InfoWars right now because we can have a debate about it. But I am sick of this garbage. This is out of control. You know, I haven't asked to go on Tucker Carlson because I know better. I know that Fox News basically has me banned. That's fine. I've been banned since I refused to go up there and be part of pilot TV shows with them. I got banned since I refused to go on their shows and would send surrogates. I mean, I was sending surrogates to Fox News 10 years ago. 10 years ago on Man Cow Show and others. I want to point out, I don't want Fox News. But what's crazy is, did I get invited on even to say no? No. Would I go on Carlson's show? Sure. The point is, what is this guy, this has been phony super fraud, doing on Tucker Carlson's show? It's disgusting. And Carlson can do whatever he wants. All I care about is the fact that he promotes freedom. I think he's taking Fox News in the right direction. But I have my free speech to say, disgusting, man. I mean, I can't even listen or watch him. He is such an oxymoron. He is such a joke. Here's a clip, as we go back to the broadcast, from the visit by Glenn Beck last night. I mean, this guy's ratings are in the tank. His sponsors have left him. Believe me, I know. I'm in talk radio. He is getting kicked off stations everywhere. We're exploding. And again, I'm not in competition with Beck, but man, you know, he's like a, it's like I'm a castaway out here in the ocean. He's this shark that's been following me for 8 years. I mean, he's been in my grill for 8 years, 9 years. I am so sick of him. Leave me alone. I can't stand him. He's constantly attacking me. He's constantly lying about me. He's constantly backstabbing the liberty movement. I just cannot stand him. I think he's a bellwether. I mean, if we can't get rid of Glenn Beck, and by get rid of him, I mean just have him absolutely go away because nobody listens to him, then shame on us, okay? Glenn Beck is our stupid meter. And the fact that he even has any audience and is still around, I mean, he's worse than Megyn Kelly. What on earth is this piece of filth doing? Good God. I'll throw up.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. What do you think Trump will make?
I don't know. I'm excited to see. I think the appointments that he has made, some of them are good. Some of the things I'm concerned about, but I haven't said anything, or I've tried not to say anything negative about him since the election. I've tried, unless there was something that was important to say. I want to see the man in action. I gave him the same thing that I said about Barack Obama. The election is over. And we fought hard. And that's the time to fight hard at the primary and then the election. Now he has to be all of our presidents. Right. President. And the last president, I don't feel, ever reached out to do that. I have seen on the very first night Donald Trump reached out. I've seen him reach out to people. I wouldn't have invited Al Gore to my office. He has reached out. And I think it's really unfair to judge him now on what he did on the election. I have concerns about the way he ran his campaign. But now let's see if the office changes him and he is the guy everybody who supports him says he's going to be. I hope he is.
Yes. Have your politics changed in watching all this? I've watched things that you've said in the last couple of months. You did a pretty widely circulated interview with Samantha Bee. And I read people say, well, Glenn Beck is changing his views. Have your political views changed?
No. I'm a libertarian. I have always been about principles. When I started the 912 Project, it was about values and principles. I think this election became about winners and losers, and I understand why Hillary Clinton, and the press doesn't seem to get this yet. They're still trying to figure out why Hillary Clinton lost. She lost because she was a horrible, dishonest candidate, and even the people who are raising money for her would say, I can't believe I'm raising money for her because she's so dishonest. That's why she lost.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 0606.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be going to Roger Stone in just one moment. Before we do, I want to remind you that we now have back in stock BioTrue Selenium. There's no question that selenium is an essential trace mineral for your health. It is important for supporting the thyroid gland, the immune system, DNA production, and eyesight. And so the question is, how good is your source of selenium? Ours is made from 100% organic mustard seed. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium. That's what we try to do here at InfoWars. We try to bring you the very best quality products at an affordable price. And when we're out of stock for a few weeks, it just highlights the fact that if you're going to set up a baseline set of supplements and minerals and vitamins for your health, you need to make sure that you're signed up for AutoShip. That helps us to even out our supply chain. We try to pass that savings along to you. We give you a 10% discount when you sign up for AutoShip. And if you sign up with shipments that are $50 or more, you get those shipments for free. So it's a massive discount, a massive incentive for you to help us with our purchasing decisions and also make sure that you never run out of the essential things that you have determined you need for your health. Take a look at the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. There's a massive number of five-star reviews from our listeners. It's very important to get a good source of selenium that is now back in stock after having been sold out for weeks. And, of course, we also have the 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative. We put a number of key supplements on sale. We got 30% off Brain Force, Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, that's nascent iodine. We also have 20% off our B12 formulation, Secret 12, off of Liver Shield, 20% off of Knockout and Prostaguard. You can find all of that at InfoWarsLife.com. Joining us now is Roger Stone, no stranger to those of you who listen to InfoWars, and we appreciate Roger coming here because I've heard he's been sick. And, Roger, you look like you've lost a bit of weight as well. How are you feeling?
I'm doing much, much better. Thank you, David. Yes, through the holidays and for some period, I have been extraordinarily ill. Hmm. Some kind of intestinal virus. And in all candor, I'm starting to feel pretty good. But I attribute some of that to Silver Bullet, the Silver Colloidal formula that's in InfoWars, and also Brain Force. And the reason I say that was because it was in this exact period that I had to be working on my manuscript, which I've now just turned in for the man, The Making of the President 2016, how Donald Trump orchestrated an American Revolution.
Yeah, that's going to be a great book.
But I mean, for some period of time, I had a fever for almost 10 days straight. I had night sweats. I couldn't hold down food. I really believe that a lot of bed rest, a lot of fluids, that they ultimately had to hydrate me with an IV.
Wow.
But I still think that the InfoWars products allowed me to kind of bounce back as I have. The deep cleanse was a very important part of this because, I clearly had a virus I had a hard time shedding. Anyway, I'm glad to be with you.
Well, I've had the same type of experiences. I've got younger children at home, and when they bring something home, I was always the first one to get it out of the rest of the family. And now I'm the last one to get it, if I get it at all, because I take all these supplements. It's very important to have that baseline in your diet. And again, as you point out, silver bullet, colloidal silver, that's very important, yeah.
Well, and when I was trying to button up this book, which I think is going to be a blockbuster, because there's a lot of inside information here about how Donald Trump pulled off the greatest political upset in American history and the role of the alternative media in that and why we've reached a tipping point in the country, I also had to produce my 11th annual Mr. Stone's International Best and Worst Dressed list. Now, this is a custom that I picked up from the late Mr. Blackwell. You may remember him.
Oh, yeah.
He was a Beverly Hills columnist, designer, arbiter of fashion.
Now, before you go any further, was Meryl Streep on the list?
She was not on the list.
She's overrated.
She was not on the list, but for the first year, Owen Schroyer of InfoWars was on the list.
Yeah.
And David, with all due respect, few people look as good as you do in a waistcoat, so I think you're a contender for next year.
Okay, I'll aspire to that next year when we come along. Now, what's coming up this week We've got it jam-packed with confirmation hearings in Capitol Hill. You've always got your nose to the ground, your ear to the ground, I should say, not your nose, but your ear to the ground in Capitol Hill, knowing what's happening there. Let's start out with Sessions when we come back from break. And I want to get your take on Jeff Sessions, your take on what's coming up, and the likelihood that all these people are going to get through, or if you think some of them aren't going to make it through. I'll be very interested to hear what you know from your sources in Washington and throughout the Trump campaign. When we come back, we'll be talking to Roger Stone about the confirmation hearing. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free, if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 0606.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Waging war on corruption. You are either with the Republic or against it. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Roger Stone. We want to talk to him about the confirmation hearings that are coming up in Washington. Of course, Roger is working on a book that is talking about the Trump Revolution, the thing that brought him to power. But it's essential for him to be able to do the things that he has promised as part of his campaign, for him to have the appropriate people in place. So I want to talk to Roger about what he's heard from those that he knows within the Trump campaign, those he knows on Capitol Hill. What is the likelihood of these various people getting confirmed? Is there anybody, Roger, that you're concerned about getting confirmed? As we look at Sessions and even the obvious political attacks on him by people like Cory Booker, who are trying to feather their further career. We know that he's going to run for president in 4 years. And so this is something that he's doing to the choir that follows him. This is a political tribal move that these people are making. They know that Jeff Sessions is not a racist. Anybody who has looked at his career, anybody who knows him knows that. And even the people who are attacking him right now have said in the past what a great guy he is. But for political points, they're attacking him now. I don't think that's going to stop him. Most people don't think that's going to stop him now in the confirmation process. Do you agree with that? Do you think there's anybody that is vulnerable in this confirmation process?
Well, first of all, David, I think you have to look at the situation in context. The political establishment harped on the popular vote. They harped on the question of recount in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania, none of which had any basis in terms of irregularity. They harped upon trying to badger and threaten electors to not vote for Donald Trump. But worse than all of that, they have continued this relentless Russian hacking canard past its due date. Now, the Democrats, John Podesta, the Clintons, we heard this theme loud and clear that the Russians were behind WikiLeaks, that they were responsible for this attack on Hillary. It was not true then. It is not true now. The extraordinary lengths that the intelligence services have gone to construct a myth is disturbing. In other words, if one will look at the hearings run by John McCain, what you will really learn if you read and listen for the fine print is an assessment of the situation says Putin ran the show and they hacked our election. And another point, they tell us that members of the committee were briefed. No Republican on the House or the Senate intelligence committees, all of whom are allowed to see classified documents, have seen no irrefutable proof of this. The few documents that were attached to this special report that was prepared for the president showed that RT attacked Hillary on their Twitter feed a year ago. So the New York Times, particularly, Scott Shane, an investigative reporter, CNN, but the truth is, and nobody wants to say this, is there is no proof. We have an allegation. And when you have people like John Brennan, the CIA director, a man who converted to Wahhabism, the most extreme form of Muslim, a man who refused to be sworn in with his hand on the Bible, a man who I believe cleansed Barack Obama's passport file, this guy, with a long association of Communist Party activity, this guy is a thug with a motive. Yeah. Mike Morrell, the former acting CIA director, they roll him out to continue the Russian canard. Morrell covered up the lies of Benghazi, and he's now on the payroll of some Clinton-connected PR firm.
And, of course, he became CIA director, acting CIA director, after Petraeus was taken out for his security lapses. And so he then turned around and supported Hillary Clinton, even though it showed that she had thrown national security under the bus in a very careless, haphazard manner. But this is a guy who's always been a never-Trumper, Mike Morrell. So that's very disturbing to see that from the CIA.
And Trump and WBAI in New York had an excellent report the other night about Trump's plans to reform the intelligence services. These rogue agencies need to be reined in. They don't want to. They want to continue to lie and murder and break federal law and break their charter as they have, you know, ad nauseum. They lied about Benghazi. They lied about Vietnam. They lied about the Kennedy assassination. They lied about Iran-Contra. They have lied about everything. Part of being a spy is the ability to lie. And either the intelligence services will control the president or the president will control the intelligence services. So what really has these guys in high drive over this whole Russian canard is the fact that Trump threatens to clean up the whole shop. And that scares the daylights out of them, David, just scares them to death.
And there's no limit as to what they will lie about. As a matter of fact, One of the former CIA officials went on CNN and accused Julian Assange of being a pedophile, and WikiLeaks wouldn't have any of it. They immediately came out and said, you better do a retraction within 24 hours or we're going to come after you. And they did something of a retraction. But it's just, that's the kind of lies that we see being thrown out there by this these politicized intelligence agencies.
All of the charges of sexual misconduct about against Julian Assange are manufactured.
Yes.
This is a hallmark of British intelligence.
The honey trap.
The woman who very clearly had consensual sex or may have had consensual sex later remembers that she was assaulted, and she's an asset with a long record. So please, it's tedious. Number one. Number two, again, John Podesta alleges before the election that Roger Stone must have known in advance that his email was being hacked, based on a tweet in which I said that specifically his time in the barrel would come soon, meaning his business activities would soon be exposed, as Paul Manafort's were in a furious smear campaign by the Clintonites. This refers to an article I published at the Stone Cold Truth about money laundering, the Russian mob, and Mr. Podesta. None of this information comes from WikiLeaks. Those are unrelated matters. Secondarily, Mr. Podesta and his friends continue to maintain on Twitter every day that because I predicted that on October 5th, Assange would begin releasing information devastating to Hillary, that that meant I knew what the nature of it was and what his exact schedule was. I also knew through an intermediary that I've been very frank about that whatever Assange had was unspecified political dynamite. I did not know whether it was related to the Clinton Foundation or Podesta or anything else. So these two tweets prove nothing. They do not prove advanced knowledge by Stone. But try going on Twitter and you'll see Brock and these other maggots just in their bots constantly. You know, Stone tipped off his friend Donald Trump to Russian hacking of Clinton camp. False.
Yeah. They're very selective about what they want to put out. And, of course, everybody was talking about Manafort and lobbyist connections to Russia, but nobody talked about Podesta's lobbyist connections to Russia. And that's what you were talking about. You said, hey, people are going to take a look at Podesta's connections to Russia. And it was very well known. But they also put no credibility, Roger, in British ambassadors. We got the current British ambassador saying, hey, I had people in Washington tell me they were the ones who handed this over, that there wasn't a cybersecurity violation to get this information. Another former British ambassador said, I traveled to the United States and I was handed information about the DNC by somebody who was upset about what was happening with Bernie Sanders. He was a supporter of Bernie Sanders. He was upset about the corruption within the DNC. He said they handed that to me, but of course they don't give that any credibility in the intelligence reports.
Well, I guess the real chutzpah to me, though, is that Podesta made these charges against me before the election, carried in primetime twice by CNN, that because of these two tweets, which I just explained, I had to know in advance that he was being hacked, and that I had to know he was being hacked by the Russians.
Right.
After the election, he actually posted an op-ed piece at the Washington Post repeating this now recycled, tired, false narrative. They never give up. It's just not, none of it is true. I had no advanced knowledge of the specific items or focus of any Assange's material. On the 6th, he announced that he would be having disclosures once a week for 10 weeks. I was correct. He did have unspecified political dynamite. By the way, Assange himself went on the record in an interview, I believe, with Associated Press, saying as much himself only days earlier.
And, of course, you had William Binney, who's been on the show multiple times, a former technical head of the NSA, go on record yet again saying, no, I don't believe it was the Russians. I believe it was internal. We had Ray McGovern, who was with the CIA. He used to be the person who briefed the president, saying, I don't believe it was the Russians. I believe it was internal. So we've got NSA whistleblower. We've got CIA, former CIA also saying that. And then we've got all of the technical people who are laughing at this technical report that came out. We've had John McAfee say, look, if you look at this, they say their circumstantial evidence is a time zone stamp that looks like it's coming from Russia. Looks like it was done on a Cyrillic keyboard, so forth and so on. He goes, only an amateur organization would leave those kind of footprints. If it really was the Russians and they would leave that kind of footprints, they're incredible amateurs. But then they even used an out-of-date, by about a year and a half and three revs, an out-of-date version of malware to go in and get this information. And all of this ignores the fact that Guccifer 1.0 was able to get all the private emails of Colin Powell and George W. Bush and yes. Tony Blair and everything. Without being a computer expert, he didn't have any state security apparatus behind him to hack all this stuff. He just guessed their passwords. It's not too hard to guess Podesta's password. It's yes. password.
Well, and, but they refused to give up trying to flog the same horse. There just is nothing there. But I guess the point, to go back to your question, to frame this, is all of this shows how determined they are to do anything humanly possible to block Donald Trump and a reform agenda. So, yes, Chuck Schumer, who's a bit of a carny barker, is going to do everything humanly possible to cast aspersions on and derail all of the Trump nominees. I expect a vigorous fight over Rex Tillerson, who I think is a brilliant outside-the-box choice. I mean, I actually saw where Trump was criticized for choosing the Ford Motor Company executive because he had a personal relationship with Vladimir Putin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
As Donald himself said to me, that's precisely why you choose someone like him.
Yeah, he knows him.
It's time to start talking.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to start talking to see if we might have peace.
Yes.
In other words, Trump is very clearly the candidate of detente. He understands that these people have horrific weapons, as do we. And although communism may have fallen, this is the tinderbox that could set off World War III, or not.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary and her neocon buddies were clamoring for war. When I spoke at a New Yorker conference just before the election in October on the Lower West Side of Manhattan, which is, trust me, taking your life in your hands if you're a conservative, and the former Wall Street Journal editorialist Max Boot was on the panel, and he was drooling for war mm-hmm. with the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
So we have not narrowly averted World War II, although, David, even as we speak, Obama has moved special forces to the Russian border.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, so they keep stepping closer and closer to Armageddon. The question we have
and
to ask.
And enacted some more sanctions against Russia as well.
Well, so we expelled 39 diplomats based on no proof that they hacked anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they've been there the entire Obama administration.
We seized private property that they purchased under our system of laws and property regulation. So I'd call that an illegal taking, but I guess they have no rights since they're not American citizens. But it violates an American principle of private property.
I guess it's like civil asset forfeiture, right?
I presume.
Yeah.
You know, for eight years, Putin kicks this guy's butt around the block. The reset's a joke. The line in the sand is a joke. And now suddenly he wants to be tough on Putin. Suddenly, with days left to go on his term. This whole notion that they keep saying, why is Trump so chummy with Putin? What is it with this bro man? He wants to make a deal for peace.
Mm-hmm.
He would rather spend money on our infrastructure than building a war machine to destroy each other 100 times over. It's
well, of course,
smart.
One of the things that concerns me, Roger, is the fact that, yes, this narrative is playing to their political base. It is posturing. It is enforcing this tribalism. And they're being very reckless in terms of tweaking the Russians' nose with this, and they want to come after Trump. But also, I think, Roger, they want to get their nose under the tent in terms of future elections and inserting Homeland Security into the voting machines that we have that are run throughout the various state jurisdictions. And that's a very troubling move that they have put here. I think that's one of the things that we all should be very alarmed at.
Yeah,
and I hope that Donald Trump, as he's said to reporters, he said, look, if you've got something that is very important, we all know that computers are not safe. If you've got something important, you write it down on a piece of paper and you deliver it with a courier. That's the way our elections ought to be run.
Yes. Well, look, several things here. First of all, these individual computerized voting machines are very easily hacked.
Yes.
And manipulated. To some extent, they are connected to a central server controlled either by the manufacturer or the jurisdiction who's using the machine. So Could you, are you networked enough to steal an election in one county and say Ohio? The answer is yes. It is possible. But all the machines everywhere are not networked to each other. So an enormous national hack and movement of votes is, I believe, a technical impossibility. When I raised these questions, Hillary Clinton and the left went crazy. How irresponsible of me. When they wanted a recount in Wisconsin, a $3.5 million recount, their only argument, David, was these machines are very susceptible to hacking and manipulation. No evidence whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I this is a distinction that I think people are missing. Secondarily, in all candor, and Trump has pretty much said this, the Chinese, the North Koreans, the Saudis, the Israelis, the Russians, have most likely all hacked American political documents. Hillary Clinton was the one who left the gate open with an unsecured server. You can bet
that's right.
They all have that. I know for a fact that Turkish intelligence has the Huma Abedin Anthony Weiner 650,000 email record because their intelligence service obtained it. So it really is getting very old, and it is time for those who oppose Trump to recognize there's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah. Well, the thing I'm concerned about is that they're throwing this narrative out there. They're not saying right now, technically, that our election machines were hacked, but that's what they're implying. And then they follow through to make sure that they do have access to all these machines at the local level.
Right.
That's the real danger.
We'll talk about that when we come back from break.
And we'll also ask Roger Stone, does Jeff Sessions get a vote? If he's confirmed.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 0606.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tonight, and we're talking to Roger Stone. We've got some more questions for Roger, not only about the confirmation technicalities, but also what's going to happen in the run-up to the inauguration. We've had a lot of people saying that they're going to get rough with the inauguration, that it's going to be a lot of protests. I want to see what Roger's heard about this. We also have coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking to the man who invented email. I wish Hillary says she'd never heard of email, he's going to be joining us, and what his specialty is biology, and he's going to be talking to us about some very troubling things he's found about genetically modified organisms. So we're going to be talking to him in the next hour. Before we do, think about your health at this moment. Think about the natural basis, the biological essential minerals and nutrients that you need to give your body what it needs to protect itself, to grow, to protect itself against toxic garbage that you find in your food, your water, your air. You're constantly under chemical siege, and we're going to talk about that when we talk about GMO, but also your body has certain essential nutrients and minerals, vitamins that you need. And, of course, one of those is selenium. There's no question about that. If you look at all of the different studies that we've had about selenium, many people have done it. It's important to the immune system. It's important to your thyroid gland, to DNA production, to eyesight. The question is, what source of selenium to get? That's always a question. You look at these and say, well, I know I need this supplement or that supplement, but what am I really getting? Well, I'll tell you what you're getting at InfoWars. BioTrue Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Most of the selenium supplements on the market are produced with synthetic selenium. That's not what we sell. So it's a great source of selenium. It's been sold out at InfoWars Life for several weeks now, and it's now back in stock. Also, we have put on sale several very important products for you to try if you're not currently getting them, or if you have tried them and you use them, this is a great time to stock up while they're on sale. We've got 30% off Brain Force, Super Male Vitality, and Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We also have 20% off Secret 12, our vitamin B12 liquid formulation. Very easy to take, very easy to assimilate. Also, Liver Shield, 20% off, Knockout Guard, and Prostaguard, all 20% off as well. You'll find many other things at InfoWarsLife.com. We really appreciate your support. We run these sales to encourage you to make 2017 a healthier year for yourself and for your family. Rogers, we were going to break. I had a question about Jeff Sessions. Since he's the first person who is coming up for confirmation, if he gets through, will he be able to vote on the coming confirmations for these other people that Trump has picked for his cabinet?
I think technically Jeff Sessions would remain the U.S. Senator from Alabama until the moment that he resigned the office, and most logically he would resign at the moment that he took the oath of office as Secretary of State. That's not the same thing as the day he would be confirmed by the Senate, by the way.
Right.
So I imagine that he could preserve his senatorial power, which gives him a very valuable forum if this turns into the lynching.
Yeah. So he's going to be there for the rest of the confirmation hearings. That's very important.
Yeah, that would be my legal interpretation. Now, I would defer to, say, Judge Andrew Napolitano, some others, for an examination of those laws, but that's my impression.
Yeah, that makes sense. But I must tell you,
David, I have known Jeff Sessions since he was active in the Young Republicans in Alabama at a time that I was active in the Young Republicans in Virginia, and just prior to a time that I became Young Republican National Chairman. Jeff Sessions is no racist. Mm-hmm. He does not have a racist bone in his body. He is a decent man who's a serious student of the Constitution.
I agree.
Who's deeply concerned about the fact that if we do not seal our borders, we are going to cease to be a country.
Stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come right back, we're going to ask Roger what he sees coming up with the inauguration. Activists say they want to turn this into the biggest riot in U.S. history. Will that happen? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.